LA's Echo Park neighborhood is soon to get its namesake back. The 29-acre park just northwest of Dodger Stadium has been closed for 2 years, but it's coming back, new and improved. Aaron Trank has an update.
Construction crews are putting the finishing touches on Echo Park Lake, digging irrigation lines where new plants will soon grow. Echo Park Lake and the green space around it have been a draw to the densely populated Echo Park neighborhood for more than a century. But for the past 2 years, it's been more of a fenced-off eyesore as the city revamps the lake. The lake is really a detention basin for the city's storm drain system, collecting runoff from the streets. Why did it need fixing? Here's Kendrick Akuda, a civil engineer on the project.
The lake itself previously was considered an impaired water body because it had a lot of contamination pollution.
That's trash and toxic materials brought from the streets. To meet water quality standards, the city spent the past couple of years draining, dredging, and relining the lake, and adding a filtration system to keep out pollutants. Instead of picnics and paddle boats, Echo Park residents have had construction sounds and strange smells. Adam Ridley lives across the street from the park.
It's just been unfortunate not to have a place to go and sit and read a book or jog around the lake, you know. And the construction can be a little noisy.
He's cooling down from a run around the park, or its construction fences anyway.
A gross tarp fence in front of your face, it's not very fun.
Jose Segala is the former president of the Greater Echo Park Neighborhood Council. He says all the inconvenience will soon be worth it.
When I talk to my fellow neighbors, I tell them, yes, it's going to be an inconvenience for about a year and a half, but look at it this way. The rehabilitation of the lake should last another 100 years.
The $65 million rehabilitation project is funded by Proposition O, which supports stormwater construction projects around the city. But the project boasts some aesthetic improvements as well. The park's famous lotus beds, which inspire an annual lotus festival, died a few years back. They were replanted this week, expected to bloom next spring. And the park's famous Art Deco Lady of the Lake statue, once vandalized and moved to a different part of the park, is back in its prominent position. There'll also be a new playground, walking trails, a boathouse cafe, and fishing. Gabriel Sandoval lives in a home overlooking the park.
I'm extremely excited. I can't wait. It's been years in the making. I look forward to the opening of this park and ensuring that it becomes a city center like many other city centers in the great city of LA.
The next step is welcoming wildlife back to the park. Here's Julie Allen, the engineering board project manager.
Well, we have coyotes that come that live in the neighborhood, but all the waterfowl that were here before, we expect to come back once the site is complete. They didn't even wait till it was complete. They started coming back.
Unlike ducks and geese, the people of Echo Park will have to wait until the end of spring when the park opens. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.